Welcome to the Financial Leverage Point, hosted by John Iannucci, founder and CEO of ILG Private Wealth. In this podcast, we dive deep into the world of financially successful families. We offer candid advice on how to navigate the maze of strategies and products designed to protect, grow, and transition your wealth to your family, friends, and the causes you care deeply about. Join John and his guest experts as they unveil the crucial elements of comprehensive tax, estate, business succession, and financial planning. Strategies designed to give you sleep through the night confidence while maintaining a steady flow of wealth for you and your heirs.
Some people seem to treat annuities as a bad idea, but others extol them as a wonderful tool for retirees. I'm Patrice Sikora with your host, John Iannucci. And John, I've been waiting for you to do a show dedicated to annuities because I think, you know, I'm probably like most people planning for retirement. I am confused.
Right.
One commercial I see says annuities are a valuable part of my retirement plan. But then right. There's this other guy, this advisor, I think you know the name.
Right.
Says they should be outlawed. So what gives here?
Well, you know, Patricia, it's rare that I see a product or a strategy that I think is total garbage. And don't get me wrong, I do occasionally see products and strategies that are really destined to fail, create horrible results, and are really designed for the benefit of the advisor as opposed to the client. But annuities don't fit into that category at all.
Well, then why do we have these financial professionals on the media saying, oh, they're, you know, I don't like them, don't do this?
Right. And you know, like we've previously discussed on the Financial Leverage Point, you know, when listening to the advice of so-called experts, investors need to be aware of that person's bias. Remember, if you're watching a commercial, that so-called expert isn't acting in a fiduciary capacity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's a TV personality that's really selling something. And so it's really critically important that our listeners work with an advisor that understands both investments and annuities and can provide them with an independent comparison for their consideration.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is an annuity an investment like a stock or a bond?
Really a great question. And there's been a lot of current controversy about that question. So first and foremost, let me answer your question by clarifying the fact that all annuities are actually insurance contracts. They're always issued by an insurance company. Now, certain annuities that are called variable annuities do have an investment component. So in a variable annuity, the cash value of the annuity may actually be invested in the market through subaccounts and may be subject to the typical gains and losses and risks associated with investments. But most annuities are not investments. They're pure insurance contracts with different methods of determining how interest is actually earned on the annuity each year.
My head's starting to explode, John.
Right. I don't blame you. Right. So they are complicated. And that's where I think the problem lies. You hit the nail on the head. You know, a recent blog from the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College indicated that while many retirement age people seem willing to buy annuities, only about 12% actually do.
Huh. All right. Yeah. That's quite the disconnect.
Right. So here's the real puzzle. Greenwell Research conducted an extensive survey last June that included more than 1,200 respondents aged 55 to 95 with more than $100,000 in retirement savings. Mm-hmm. And that survey actually found that 76% of the respondents thought it was valuable to own a product that provided you with guaranteed lifetime income, like certain annuities. And in fact, when questioned about how much guaranteed monthly income they would require in order to be willing to pay $100,000 premium for that annuity, roughly half of the respondents required guaranteed payments that were actually lower than the guaranteed payments that they could have received from an annuity at the time the survey was taken.
All right. So they value the concept of having a guaranteed lifetime income product. Okay, good.
Right.
They could actually get more guaranteed income from an annuity than they thought
precisely
they would. Right. And still they don't buy?
And still they don't buy. Right. And now I'm really going to confuse you, because that same survey reported that 71% of the respondents agreed that lifetime income annuities offer peace of mind in retirement. They know there will be a steady flow of income each and every year. And 61% said a lifetime income annuity offers long-term security. They have that sleep at night peace of mind. 76% said that a lifetime income annuity offers extra protection. If you live a long time, they realize they can't outlive the income provided by an annuity. And 66% said that lifetime income annuities protect investors against stock market swoons, up and downs, the losses in particular during retirement that are associated with investments. And yet still only 12% of them purchase. Right.
So what's stopping them?
So I think even retirement analysts are baffled by those statistics. So I think the easy answer is that annuities come with a lot of perceived negative terms and conditions. And you know what? There's justification for that. For instance, in exchange for all of the benefits that we just described, insurance companies require consumers to tie up their money for some period of time. Like most people, you know, retirees want all of the benefits provided by annuities, but don't want to have limited access to their principal, right?
Right.
So I think that's why, in consideration of annuity, that's precisely why you should never put all of your cash or your investable assets into an annuity. You need to have that flexibility of other accounts to provide you with rainy day money, emergency money, replace the roof money, in order to make certain that those restrictions do not hamper your retirement in any form or fashion.
Are there other negative terms that you can think of?
There really are. There are a number of retirement planners that slam annuities for their high commissions, their fees, and potential front-end loads. If an annuity is designed to protect your premium from downside market volatility, then oftentimes there are caps or limits on how much interest your annuity can actually earn each year.
Okay. Well, are there different types of annuities?
There are. And just to name a few, there are fixed annuities, multi-year guaranteed annuities, fixed indexed annuities, and variable annuities. You know, an annuity can be an immediate annuity or a deferred annuity. Annuities can also have various riders like death benefit rider, or interestingly enough, a guaranteed income rider. An alternative to long-term care can have a rider that would double your income for a period of time should you not be able to perform two of the five daily activities. Mm-hmm. You know, insurance companies can limit the annual growth or interest credited to an annuity by way of interest rate caps and participation rights. Annuities are very complex and sophisticated insurance contracts with both a number of significant benefits and restrictions.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone use the word annuity more in one paragraph.
Right.
So with all these options, how do you decide what is best for you?
You know, I it's interesting. I think you have to really go to the source of who's giving you advice, right? So here's where choosing the right advisor becomes so critically important. You know, there's an old saying that goes something like, if the only tool in your tool belt is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail.
True.
Right? So my point is that if your advisor is strictly licensed as an insurance agent, or if the advisor does investment work but doesn't have significant experience managing clients' investments, what product do you think they're going to recommend? They're absolutely going to recommend an annuity. And of course, it's an insurance product. In the alternative, if your broker works with a major broker dealer, you really need to ask a number of questions. Questions like, how many annuities have you placed in the last year? You know, were the annuities that you sold variable or fixed annuities? And you need to also ask questions like, are you able to sell any insurance company's annuities, or are you restricted to the sale of a particular company's annuities? That restriction.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, because many, many brokers are restricted in which companies they're contracted with to sell annuities. You need to actually find an independent advisor that can go out and search the entire market to determine two things. Is an annuity appropriate? And which annuity, which company provides you with the benefits that best serve your needs? you know, you should ask them to show you a report that compares your retirement plan both without an annuity and a retirement plan with a guaranteed lifetime income annuity so that you can see the difference and you can understand the risks of having a retirement plan both with and without an annuity, right? You know, the use of annuities by advisors has become such a concern that the Department of Labor is proposing that when an annuity is recommended in conjunction with proceeds derived from an IRA or other retirement account, that agent selling the annuity must be subjected to the fiduciary standard. And believe it or not, that proposal by the Department of Labor is being met with huge pushback by the insurance industry.
Really?
Yeah. Not so much, I think, because they're opposed to being considered fiduciaries, but because of the work and the data that the DOL says that an agent would be required to provide to a customer to determine which is best and which best suits the client's needs. It's a really hot topic right now. So it's something that you really have to be concerned about which advisor is giving you information about whether or not an annuity is appropriate or not.
Which brings up the question, where does a person go to get fair, independent analyses?
Right. And Patrice, that's really where the rubber meets the road. You know, anyone interested in understanding the benefits and restrictions of using an annuity in retirement and comparing various retirement plans both with and without an annuity just simply must select an advisor that can answer a number of critical questions and meet what we think are a number of significant qualifications, right? So I've said it many times to my clients, most products and strategies have significant benefits when they're properly applied in the right combination to meet the specific needs and best interests of a client. If the advisor or agent or broker that's responsible for the proper and many times the improper use or misapplication of products or strategies, that's the person, that agent, that advisor is responsible for really the misapplication of those products. It's not the product itself that is good or bad. It's the misapplication of that product.
All right. What questions? How do I know what questions I need to ask?
Really? So that's the easy part. So at ILG Private Wealth, we've actually developed a list of 20 questions and 10 qualifications that will assist our listeners in determining when they've identified the right advisor to provide them with a thorough analysis. And we went one step further. Our list actually explains why each question or qualification is important and what answers help them identify the right advisor for their planning needs. We give them a roadmap to determining what advisor can truly give them independent analysis of whether or not it's appropriate to utilize an annuity.
Question is, where can I get that list?
And it's always the same. All they need to do is reach out to us at wecanhelpyou.com and ask for a copy of our free advisor qualification questionnaire. In addition to the questionnaire, I'll provide our listeners with my personal answers to each of those questions to demonstrate how me and my team at ILG Private Wealth are uniquely qualified to provide them with the exact retirement planning report they're looking for. But there's no requirement to work with us. They can take that list and go back to their current advisor or any other advisor they're interviewing, considering for their retirement planning, and apply those questions and qualifications to determine if that's the right advisor for them.
Any obligations here, John?
None whatsoever. There's no obligation to get, a detailed annuity and retirement report if a client wants one. The only qualification is they've got to commit to providing my team with the necessary documentation required for us to create a report in order to really fairly analyze whether or not an annuity is appropriate. We need to understand what assets does the client have currently, what investable assets, retirement plans do they have, how are those plans currently invested, and what their needs are going forward, what their expected needs, expenses, plans, goals, trips, hopes. Once we understand that, we can really do a complete detailed analysis of whether or not an annuity is something they should consider. And again, After they obtain that report from us, no requirement whatsoever, no obligation whatsoever to work with us. They can take that and go where they will.
All right. So one more time, wecanhelpyou.com.
Wecanhelpyou.com. And all they need to do is reach out and ask for an advisor qualification questionnaire, or if they prefer, our no obligation report on whether or not an annuity is appropriate for them.
Fantastic. All right, listeners, if you have questions about annuities or any other retirement tool, you may find answers in other episodes of John's podcast, as well, of course, as this one. But be sure to follow and subscribe to the Financial Leverage Point, share with others, and thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Patrice.
Thank you for listening to the Financial Leverage Point. Click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available. To contact John, check out the show notes where you'll find his contact information and useful resources from today's episode. Once again, thank you for listening. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of John Iannucci. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified financial service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning.